Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Ranchers, opportunities in the beef cattle industry will be the focus at the 2022 Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas on Tuesday and Wednesday, April 26th and 27th. Register now for this very important event. Hear President Trump's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, plus 10 other presentations. Seating is limited. Call 806-323-9114 or go to the website. Presented by the Hemphill County AgriLife Extension.
Hey cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 21st. It'll be seen on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time, 27,950 head to be offered, 8,300 feeder steers, 4,700 feeder heifers, 7,400 weaned calves, 5,200 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video on a specific lot, visit SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
And today we had an incredible bounce in the cattle futures market. We were higher live cattle and in feeder cattle. The April lives were up $1.72 here at 143.07. There's still a gap around 144.50 set back in February that a lot of people are watching. But now we also have gaps below the market and that contract's winding down here. So we're in delivery up today. There hasn't been any deliveries. The oldest date before today was the January the 6th. But as the market goes higher, it's likely that at some point deliveries will increase. The next month out, June is up 205 at 138.62. The August up $1.97 at 140.15. Feeder cattle in April were up 85 here at 157.50. The May's up $1.70 at 162.47. The August up 202 at 173.45. So live cattle higher, feeder cattle higher. We've got an on-feed report on Friday. The estimates for that are 100.4% on-feed, placements of 92.3%, marketings of 98.1%. And that on-feed report, again, comes out Friday after the close. Cash market, 140 to 141 in the south. It looks like 46 possible up in the north. Things are looking pretty good now for the cattle futures overall.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Don't waste time tending to back rubbers and ear tacks. With Altacid IGR, you'll get consistent horn fly control without changing what you're already doing. The feed through works to prevent the emergence of adult horn flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altacid IGR spreads as your cattle graze. Make Altacid IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement, still only 2 to 3 cents per head per day. Contact your feed dealer today or go to AltacidIGR.com. to learn more.
The grain futures were mixed here. We had corn anywhere from steady to 11 higher, with May corn up 11 to 8.15. The high yesterday was around 8.20 on May corn. The back end 12, the high was 8.43 3/4. So about 30 or so cents away from the highs on the corn futures. May beans were up 30 cents at 17.46 1/2. November up 6 3/4 at 15.27 1/4. So most of the rally on corn and beans came in the old crop. The Kansas City wheat had a really big range today. July was down 2 at about 11.75, but the high was 11.91 1/2, the low 11.47 1/2. The official settlement just came out down 6 3/4 at 11.69 1/2. Chicago wheat 11 to 8 lower in the first 4 months. Today's cotton futures slightly higher, with December up 7 at 121.02. And in the stock market today, gaining some ground here. The Dow's up about 220. The S&P's unchanged. Crude oil currently unchanged. It's had a pretty wide range today of about $3.50. So lots of action here midweek on these futures contracts. I think there's a little bit of forecasted rain here this weekend for the wheat belt. Maybe that'll be beneficial. Most people think it's a little bit too late.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.